Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman, Kirk Cosby, live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is indeed the broadcast for February the 23rd in the year of our Lord, 2017. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. We're convinced the checks and balances inspired by the Almighty put in place by the founding fathers, absolutely brilliant, and one of the greatest solutions we have, ladies and gentlemen, because the founding fathers gave their sacred honors, their fortunes, and their lives for liberty. We now have the opportunity to not have a revolution, but have a restoration, a peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. And the key to the exercise is, or are, I should say, the checks and balances put in place by our founding fathers. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. We got a broadcast for you, to say the least. A quick recap of yesterday's, news breakdown, you might say. We talked about this video leads Milo Yiannopoulos to resign from Breitbart News. His comments, they say that he advocates for child molestation. I don't really agree with that. I think he kind of tried to do a tongue-in-cheek, kind of make light of it. He was abused as a kid. I personally think he's covering up a lot of pain. No doubt his comments were ill-advised. Nevertheless, you know what? He has as much free speech rights as the rest of us. But anyway, the video where he seems to mock adult child sexual activity or act like it's okay or you know, a good thing and that kind of stuff. Well, this latest controversy has cost him his job at Breitbart, a lucrative book deal with Simon Schuster, and he was supposed to speak at CPAC and, well, no longer the case. Wow, what a takedown of Milo. But again, the mainstream press tries to act like this is a conservative crisis of epic proportion. They say downfall of the provocateur shakes the core of conservatism. This is bogus. This is a Jeremy Peters New York Times article, and I reject the whole notion. Look, no one ever pitched Milo as the consummate conservative. Okay, like a James Dobson and a Milo Yiannopoulos are not even similar people, folks. Now, I would consider a James Dobson to be one of the great leaders of the conservative movement, right? I would consider Matthew Staver of Liberty Council one of the great leaders of the movement. I'm not so sure that I'm a great leader, but I hope to be influential in the movement in a positive way. Don't really need credit for it, but hardly are we looking to Milo, and hardly is this downfall of this provocateur shaking the core of conservatism. Have you lost your mind, folks? All right. Milo promoted himself as a gay conservative from the get-go. To me, that's a contradiction in terms. Anyway, we also talked about phony baloney, the 9 fakest of fake newses. News checkers, if you will. Chelsea Schilling writes for WND.com. Great article there. Again, I think we need to focus on this idea personally. Hey, why do we focus on a list of, you know, fake news organizations or a blacklist? Why don't we just focus on the whitelist of places that you ought to go for your news, like Liberty Roundtable, Liberty News Radio, Liberty News Daily, WND, InfoWars, The Power Hour. Okay, there's a lot of great sites, The Blaze, Russia Today, What Really Happened. I mean, there's a lot of good sites out there you can go to, folks. But even just days ago, 21st Century Fox had to apologize for creating news sites that are fake. Yeah, fake news sites. Okay, so rather than create a list of fake news sites like all kinds of groups are doing, just create a whitelist and say, look, I like these sites. And if you find another great site that has credibility, add it to your list. Hour 2 of Liberty Roundtable Live yesterday, available on demand. On your Roku player, look for the Liberty News Radio channel or libertynewsradio.com. Investigation launched after Texas judge wears pussy hat in courtroom. Warner Todd Houston or Huston. Anyway, I look at this story and I say, you know what? Why haven't we impeached this judge a long time ago? We got to get that done, folks. This is crazy. These judges are supposed to be there upon good behavior. And an activist agenda from the bench? What a crisis. We also talked about Teacher's Pet. It's a movie back from 1958. That's the year Kirk Crosby was born. And the movie's on Netflix. A good, you know, it's about this reporter. And anyway, he starts out with an agenda. He's kind of on his high horse. He eventually falls in love with the teacher and humbles himself down. A great movie. Anyway, we also talked about Candace Wiggins. She's a WNBA player. And she talks about the harmful culture of bullying, that goes on in the WNBA. And she says basically 98% of the women there are lesbian. She's a woman. She retired and now wants to go play volleyball. And she loves the camaraderie and the belief in women that volleyball has that basketball just doesn't have. But again, your WNBA tickets and events are all subsidized by the NBA. And by the taxpayers, really, because we fund arenas and everything else. It's crazy. What a tragic reality. But again, it seems like anything evil today has plenty of money, plenty of rallying, plenty of support. The more conservative, the more constitutional, the more moral, the more it seems to be. Now, don't want to touch that. You know, everybody says, I'm right behind you, Sam. Good work. They just can't be seen in the rearview mirror. Or they say, I'm with you, Sam. I just don't have any money. What it means is they have money. They just won't spend the money to support the cause. The liberals are doubling down and spending millions and billions on their causes. The conservatives can't raise a penny if they try. But good news, Americans are rallying for impeachment of travel ban judges, writes WND. And you know what? Good for the Americans doing so. However, that's a confusing headline in my opinion. There's a few conservatives that are. But the mainstream press is rejecting the story and most people haven't even heard about it. And the only way to take this narrative back, folks, the only way to have our narrative, not the mainstream press's manipulative, liberal, socialist, communist, fascist agenda, is for Americans to get involved in the news. And that's where we just struggle. I mean, you know what? To raise $5 to grow the media presence is very difficult indeed. I don't mean to complain so much, but I'm telling you right now, it's true. You can't raise a penny for the great causes in America today, hardly, it doesn't seem. Bipartisan House lawmakers launch cannabis caucus on Capitol Hill. So, you know, we're struggling to launch the Freedom Coalition caucus to get people out of prison. We're struggling to launch a, you know, peace officer caucus. Nobody can really get that done for us. But hey, the cannabis caucus, we can all get up there and smoke pot and promote weed. That's great. See what I mean? Call for more rights deserves support, writes Stuart Reed, as he defends the apostles from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, namely Dallin H. Oaks and others. And good for him for doing so. He says, hey, you know what? Things are different than they're claiming. And I know because I was on the inside. He gives a great report. Mainly, he and the media says, I got to stand up. My remaining silence is just not honest. Boy, do I see that true. Many of folks in the mainstream press, they don't want to take on, they don't want to get their careers blackballed or ruined, and so they remain silent when they ought to stand up. Just a clarion call to stand up and tell the truth, silence oftentimes is a lie. Especially when we're talking about fake news. All right, two interesting stories to bring to your attention. By the way, that's a recap of yesterday's hard-hitting broadcast. Today, the news the networks refuse to use starts now. Kirk Crosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome, my friend. So, first story that I find interesting. Headline says this. Arizona Senate allows cops to seize assets from anyone who takes part in a protest that turns violent. Now, Kurt, I have a big, big problem with this. And here's why. Provocateurs can make anything turn violent. And you may not be part of the violence, and you may not even be there when the violence breaks out. But the Republican-controlled Arizona Senate has now passed a bill that would let law enforcement seize the assets of people who participate in protests that end up turning violent. Even if those people have nothing to do with any violent incidents. The Arizona Capital Times reports the details of this. I have a huge problem with this, Kurt. I don't understand how they could even consider such a bill. But this is the problem. Even the Republicans, they're so off the rails on so many fundamental principles that make America great. It's beyond imagination. This asset forfeiture idea is one of them. Sheriffs across the country are backing the stealing of people's property, all in the name of stopping crime, giving police departments and sheriff departments huge war chests, in my opinion, of ill-gotten gain. Where's due process, folks? Liberty Roundtable live in seconds.
I smoke because it's a habit. It's very hard to quit. I've tried.
My wife smokes. It's not allowed in the home. It's not allowed around my children. I just know it isn't good.
My husband hates that I smoke, and I smoke outside.
It irritates her a little bit, but I think she sees and understands what I'm trying to get across to her, that it's not only bad to her, but it's bad to my three beautiful daughters and my two sons.
My dad gets upset with my mom because she smokes and he doesn't, and whenever my mom goes and smokes, she has to go smoke outside.
I don't think my mom should smoke because it's really bad for you and it could hurt you really bad.
I do think there is a correlation between parents and kids. The parent smokes, the kids think it's okay for them to smoke.
Sometimes all you need is a small reason to quit.
Yeah, I love my mom very much, but I still wish she'd stop smoking.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211 and take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, so Arizona's out of control. Their bureaucrats are drunk on stealing people's property. They act like they have the right to it, but due process needs to be front and center here, ladies and gentlemen. And asset forfeiture is absolutely abhorrent. We got to reject it. But Arizona Senate allows cops to seize assets from anybody who literally participates in or who takes part in a protest that ends up turning into a violent protest. What does take part mean? That's the problem with all this. What if I kind of walk through there and go, yeah. You know what? Does that mean I'm part of it? What if I take part in it, but I have nothing to do with the violence? What does take part mean? Right? That's the vague problem. Arizona's out of control, drunk on asset forfeiture. literally legalized plunder to the highest order. But again, sheriffs and police departments, it's a cash sacred cow for these people. And how to overturn that, I don't know, but wow. All right, next story of interest. Trump rescinds Obama directive on bathroom use, writes Jeremy Peters, New York Times. USA Today, everybody and their dog is covering this story. But here's the problem I have with the mainstream press. They say overturning Trump's own education secretary, Trump rescinds these bathroom rules, creating confusion. So let me get this straight. For literally hundreds of years, there was respect between men and women, and men didn't go in women's restrooms, and women didn't go in men's restrooms, and there was a privacy thing. Or there was small bathrooms where an individual could be in there alone, appropriately for privacy reasons. And that is the standard. And then all of a sudden they insert, through Barack Hussein, this idea that, hey, we're just going to wake up one day and decide we're of a different gender, and therefore government, the law, morality, society, whatever, are going to respect that perversion. That doesn't create any confusion, according to these mainstream press news fake folks. This is where we get the alternate facts reality into place, right? They have their alternate facts, which says, you know what, whatever you think you are today, you are, it's okay. The bottom line is then Donald Trump reverses that belligerent, historical, rejecting agenda by Barack Obama, and now they say Donald Trump is the one creating confusion. You see how these people lie and manipulate the truth? There was no confusion for our whole lives until Barack inserted this belligerent idea that gender does not come from God, male and female created them. No, Barack's greater than God, and Barack says that gender is only in your mind. Forget what your physical traits are. Forget what you were born as. Forget what's on your birth certificate. We're going to just jettison historical reality, moral reality, things as they really are, and we're going to just whack out, choose what we want. And then if Donald Trump overturns it, then the mainstream press says Donald Trump is creating confusion. Now, that's one lie by the mainstream press. A big lie. But it gets worse. Because then in the New York Times, they go on and say this. This puts the Trump administration firmly in the middle of the culture wars. Now listen, that's all right. That's true. But it's a lie at the same time because it doesn't firmly put Trump in the middle of the culture wars. Barack inserted himself into the middle of the culture wars and picked sides, if you will, that stood against all decency, morality, literally millennia, or I should say centuries of history. Now, Donald Trump brings it back to common sense, the way it's always been, the traditional moral way. And now they say Donald has brought everything back. It was all fine and all peaceful and no confusion until Donald decided to insert himself or insert the administration back in the middle of the culture wars. And then they lie again. So they lie on that point, but they lie and say that many Republicans have tried to leave behind. Now, that's a lie. Okay, that's a lie. Okay, the fact is, most of the Justice Department, most of the Education Department rejected what Barack did in the first place. There's only a couple of whacked out activist judges that ought to be impeached, according to the rule of law, who advocated for and pushed Barack Hussein's psychotic against God agenda, right? Okay, well, most Republicans haven't rejected this culture war. They say many Republicans because that's the way they can wordsmith it to get away with it. You can find many insider Republicans or many immoral Republicans who may back Barack's bathroom agenda, but most don't. The idea that many do is up for debate. Okay, we got to realize that the states and the local municipalities have a role here. But they say this pits DeVos against Sessions. I don't know that I agree with that either. Now, they go on and on and on about the inside, you know, supposedly DeVos is uncomfortable, right? There's court cases. There's all kinds of stuff about this. But remember, Barack's the one that made this messy fiasco. Donald's just going, look, this is too confusing. This isn't clear. We're not going to violate the state's rights here. We're not going to violate the local municipalities. You know what? We shouldn't even have an education department, much less have education get in the middle of bathroom issues or privacy issues. We're not doing it. And so Donald called the whole thing off. But now the mainstream press runs around and act like Donald's the sower of confusion. Kurt, the mainstream press couldn't create alternate deceptions enough on this story. They might call it alternate facts, but they're lying. They are manipulating this story till the cows come home with a political, extreme, belligerent jettison of history, rejection of morals and God's laws agenda. I don't know any other way to say this. I don't know any better way to say it. Any thoughts on this?
You know, I just don't know for sure what to add. It just seems like it goes on and on, the same kind of stuff. But, you know, I welcome Donald Trump's, you know, the president's move here to reverse what I consider to be just insane stuff from Barack Obama and his crew.
In my mind, the real benefit here is Donald is doing a lot more of what he promised that people gave him credit for. But now they're trying to act like, oh, man, you know, the education secretary is not with the Donald on this. They hated DeVos, Kurt. They said everything negative you could about DeVos. She's not qualified. She's unfit. She's clueless. She doesn't know. And now they think DeVos is great because she's not as willing to reject Barack's initiative as they are. I mean, as they would want. As the Republicans would want her to be. So now they got a quote ally, if you will. It's amazing how these people work and how they lie and manipulate the truth. It's just beyond imagination. But I bring it all up because we, the people, need to stand strong in the culture war. If there's one lie in that New York Times article that I see the most is, yeah, you know, the culture war is that many Republicans have kind of left behind. I don't deny that there's many Republicans that have left that behind. Where I reject the lies, because again, it's kind of alternate facts. When you say many Republicans have left it behind, you act like the majority of Republicans have. You don't quite say that. So factually, you may be correct, but morally and really in the scope of things, you're completely not accurate, not genuine, not really telling the truth. Okay, you can say things oftentimes that may be factually correct, but paint intentionally a wordsmithed picture that's completely different, and that's what this refers to. Yeah, you know, this puts Donald in the middle of a culture war that many Republicans have left behind. Hint, hint, Republicans are already all over this. They are fine with the gay and lesbian agenda. They're fine with the bathroom gender manipulation agenda that Barack has foisted on the American people, and Republicans are over it now, and Donald just won't get stuck off stupid here. Okay, that's the lie. Most Republicans believe the culture war is one of the most critical wars we have to fight. Most of this nation is Christian, and certainly the Christian leaders believe that. That, you know what, we've got to fight this battle. There is no political battles. There are only moral battles. That's what I personally believe. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. News the networks refuse to use continues in seconds on your radio.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Over the past year, the Los Angeles Police Department has arrested hundreds of Uber and Lyft drivers in sting operations. This project was funded through a 20-cent tax on cab fares for the purpose of cracking down on so-called bandit cabs, that is, rideshare services that are not licensed by the city and do not run meters. Unlike either licensed or unlicensed taxi services, drivers for Uber and Lyft arrange for fares through smartphone apps rather than responding to street hails. Here's how the stings go down, reports the Orange County Register. Posing as ordinary pedestrians, undercover officers wave down cars with Uber logos. The drivers who stop typically think the person either needs help or can download the app on the spot. If drivers pull over, officers tell them they don't have the Uber app, but offer to pay in cash. Drivers who accept the fare are then met almost immediately by squad cars and handcuffs. More than 240 Uber and Lyft drivers were arrested in these entrapment operations during 2016, and the department's entrapment scheme has continued into the present year. As the Register observes, the rise in arrests just so happens to coincide with plummeting demand for traditional taxis. In just 3 years, the number of taxi rides has plunged by almost a third. Drops were even starker in Hollywood and in downtown L.A., where the number of trips fell by 44%. If you want a win-win-win opportunity for patriots, think GiveMeLibertyFund.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
So thank the Lord we've got a win in the battle in the culture war. Donald Trump rescinds Obama unconstitutional directive on bathroom use, ladies and gentlemen. In the New York Times, USA Today, everybody's melting down, acting like Donald is somehow just crazy. He's against everybody. He's going against, the culture war that's been jettisoned by the Republicans already. And, okay, it's all a big old lie, folks. Kurt, these people couldn't manipulate the truth further if they tried on this one. The fact is, this is a huge win. The liberals got shut down. Barack jettisoned literally centuries of history. And it's a return to the moral framework that God set forth and society has embraced for hundreds of years. That's the truth. And anything to the contrary is a lie, is a manipulation. So let's talk about real news and fake news and facts and alternate facts and everything else. They wordsmith this into things that are kind of true. It's true that many Republicans have left behind the culture wars. Those are the inside Republicans that need to be removed from office. Those are the whacked out judges that need to be impeached for bad behavior on the bench. Those are the people who we don't want to serve us anymore. And the more we stand for that, the better. But it is true that if I, tell the tale like I'm telling, I can't raise a penny. Now, the folks that say the culture war's behind, the folks that want to promote same-sex or same, or whatever you want to call it, transgender bathrooms, they have no problem raising plenty of funds for their agenda, Kurt. But us? Hey, man, we're lucky if we can get enough money to buy a cheeseburger to save our lives, you know? It's just the way it is. So there you have that. Any other comments on this before we let the story go, Kurt?
I don't know that what else needs to be added except, I agree, Sam.
All right, here's the next story of interest that I think you might want to weigh in on. You know, we had a year or so ago, I brought up how, with regards to the homeless and regards to the people who panhandle on the streets, I had made some statements that were a little bit provocative in the sense that I'm like, hey, and I told a story about me trying to give some food to a lady. I bought her a $9 Chinese meal because she was hungry. She sat down, started eating it. The second we left, we watched through a window. She grabbed the food, threw it away, and ran out the back door. She didn't want the money. She wanted drugs or alcohol. And I talked about that story, and I said, listen, don't give money on the streets to the homeless. And I got a bunch of blowback from people saying, you know what, Sam, you don't even know. People are hungry. How dare you be so insensitive to the needs of people? Many Americans are one paycheck away from homelessness themselves, and you got to be more sensitive to this, Sam. And I basically said, you know what, good point. We do need to be more sensitive. However, it's about how we take care of these things. And they said, you know what, you don't even know, Sam, what's going on in this arena. Well, I got a story that kind of backs up a lot of what I said then, Kurt, that I want to bring up now. And I want to bring it up now for a reason that I'll get to in a second. But the headline says, no one need go hungry. Lee Benson at the Deseret News wrote the article, Kurt. And it's been around, the story, for quite a while. And I held it for a great time to bring it up. And you say, well, why bring it up now then, Sam? I'm going to tell you why. Because they say February, March is one of the slowest times because it's after Christmas when everybody's given to the food pantries, to places that serve the homeless, etc. And they say it's the time when we need to focus on this and bring in support. So I'm going to do my best in like fashion. This is Solutions Radio to bring in support for the soup kitchens and for the people that provide food to the hungry. And clothe the naked and do those things. It's a very Christian viewpoint. And I support it completely. But what I don't support is oftentimes the way we go about it. That's the problem. It's how we go about it that I want to focus on for a minute. Okay? So the article basically says no one need go hungry. And it's a huge article, so I can't even read you the article. But it says, Salt Lake City, Dennis Kelch has great news. Really good news. And it's not the first time he delivered it, nor will it be the last. No one walking the streets of Salt Lake City, Utah, need go hungry. He's director of a group called Basic Needs Services for Catholic Community Services of Utah. Anyway, they've got this Vincent Dining Hall. It's a prominent soup kitchen, and they say they serve a lot more than just soup at St. Vincent's, Kurt. It's just off the corner of 200 South and 400 West. They say there's a hearty lunch at 11:30 for anybody who needs it and a hearty dinner at 5. Everyone is welcome, Kurt. No one is turned away. And you can't beat the price. There's no charge ever. If you go hungry in this city, there's something wrong, he explains, at St. Vincent's. By the way, they're not even the only ones offering a, quote, free lunch. The Cathedral of the Madeline House, or I guess they have sandwiches every day as well. It's a rescue mission. You can walk in and get a meal twice a day, etc. But listen carefully, because these are experts dealing with the homeless, Kurt, reporting to the Deseret News. And they go on and they tell you that we have enough food, we have plenty of food, we can take care of people. Even when one program, the Salvation Army, which used to do dinners, couldn't do dinners anymore, we stepped up to the plate, we put together an incredible fundraiser, and we put money in place to continue the dinners that the Salvation Army could not continue. And it's the Catholics. Now, in Salt Lake City, it's primarily members that are Mormons or the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. You would think they'd be on it, but the Catholics, Kurt, are doing a great job on this, partnering with the Mormons. You got cross-religious, non-partisan, what do you want to call it? They're religious, but they're not exclusive in religion. What's that? Non-partisan religiously? I don't know. Whatever. They're working together is the point. And they don't care about politics. They don't care about religion. They're just standing together for Jesus. And they're helping folks out. And the Catholics are prominently taking the lead here. And I love to see this. Okay? But the reason that I bring this up is, this is a guy who knows how to handle the homeless. And here's what he says. Listen carefully, because this is the point that I made on the air. His recommendation of how to deal with panhandlers on the streets asking for money for food. Listen carefully. Don't give it to them. Do not give money to panhandlers. Because many times these people use that money for alcohol or drugs. And it's a pretty substantial income they get begging on the streets too. But what you're better off doing is giving the money to those who are experts in serving the homeless. They have found ways to be careful with the funds they are given. And then they go on and tell a big story, Kurt, about this guy says, listen, we used to give people the opportunity to get two or three trays of food. If they were really hungry, we don't want them to go hungry. But he said, then what would happen is oftentimes these homeless people would eat one meal and then they'd eat the desserts off the trays and throw away the second meal. So they'd eat one meal and two desserts and throw away the second meal. He said it provided a lot of waste. We don't do that now. What we give you is a little coupon when you come in the door, and then you can get extra food on your plate if you choose. Anyway, they talk about the road home. They talk about all kinds of nonprofit groups that help. And the summation of the story is there's plenty of food to go around and plenty of support for this. We have all the food we need, they said. As Christmas donations run out, there's kind of a lean time in February, March, but it picks up in the spring. But the Utah Food Bank is making a tremendous difference, and they have what they call the Grocery Rescue Program. Kurt, I don't know if you know what that is, but they've worked out a deal with stores. And now the stores are giving food to the food banks. And what happens is the stores keep track of when products are about to go bad, but they're still good. And if that stuff is not purchased, then they send trucks full of food to the food bank and in turn to these organizations. And so now all that food doesn't get wasted. The second trays don't get wasted because someone's at the helm on the ground locally watching this stuff, Kurt. Okay, they even have some trucks that go to various places and make rounds and pick up food so that nothing goes to waste. Anyway, they even have backup frozen trays of pizza in case it's a lean time where they can pull out pizza and feed people, Kurt. The LDS Welfare Square, in conjunction with the Catholics, Kurt, supply the dining room with plenty of food commodities. Smith's Food and Rug came to the table and said, we've got extra food. We're watching it. We don't want it to go to waste. Can we help you? And they're putting it to use right away. They basically get a ton of vegetables before they go bad. And what they do is they cut them up in the morning, let them stew all day. And they got an incredible hearty stew in the evenings as a backup plan. No one should go away hungry. We never want to deny hungry people any food. That's not the way we are. We believe in feeding the hungry, clothing the naked. I've got more on this, folks. Liberty Roundtable, Solutions Radio Live.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
No One Need Go Hungry is an article that was put some time ago in the Deseret News. Lee Benson wrote the article, and they talk about this incredible opportunity. There's plenty of food and there's plenty of service. People shouldn't go hungry in Utah at all. And I get it and agree with it. And they say that the reason once in a while is that there's a slow time between Christmas and spring. That's right now. And that's why I've saved the story for right now, to try to help people think about that. And if you can give some donations or some support to your favorite organization, please do. And the Catholics and the Mormons are working together, along with other Christian leaders and pastors, to resolve this problem where we really need to care for those who need help. Those who we need to clothe the naked. We need to feed the hungry. Those are good things. These places have facilities where you can take a shower, where you can store your belongings while you go look for a job. But the biggest thing they say, and this is the point that I got attacked over, Kurt, was saying, don't give money to the homeless on the street. Don't do it. Don't give money to panhandlers. Don't do it. And a lot of people, when I bring that up, say to me, Sam, it's not my job to determine what happens to the money. It's not my job to, you know, God said to clothe the naked and feed the hungry, and I just see a person in need and give it to them. And you know what? Let God sort it out after that. I couldn't reject that view more, Kurt. And the reason that I say that is everything God has given us is really a gift. Every penny we have is a gift. That's why in the Bible it tells us in the Old Testament that we've robbed God if we don't pay him our tithing. He gives us everything and then asks for a little bit back, giving us a testimony of our faith, giving us a chance to put God first in our lives. And we need to do that. But I bring that all up to say that God gave us sacred money. That doesn't mean that you just give it to somebody who you know is going to go get drunk or do drugs with it or go gamble or who knows what. It means that whether it's food, whether it's clothing, whether it's money, we need to use those sacred funds the best way we can. And so to me, to put my money on the street and just hand it to somebody who's lying to me, most likely, or who is making good money pretending that they need money and food when they don't, or somebody who's hooked on drugs and alcohol, the reality of that money getting to a place that really makes a difference for good as intended is pretty slim in those scenarios. However, giving money to a group like this Catholic organization, St. Vincent, or like some of the members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints organizations, or other Christian denominations, depending on where you are, the likelihood of them literally being on the ground, them watching the program, them considering that money to be sacred money, God's money to do the work of God and caring for others, is very high. Is there still a chance for something to go wrong? Yeah, there always is, unless you do every bit of it yourself. But the goal in my mind is to support these organizations, to get a handle on the ground of really who's doing something and who can take the local needs of the people. But they got places for showers, a places to store your belongings, a places to get gently used secondhand clothing, coats if you're cold, two meals a day, 11:30 and 5. I even gave the address of where you can go to get those meals if you're hungry. I don't mean to mock or in any way belittle somebody who doesn't have something. Remember, we are all God's children and they are equal to us in every way. When I say in every way, I don't mean in the choices made. I mean that God gives them every opportunity and government gives them every right that we have. And we do need to reach out to them and help them in love. And we do never want to esteem one above another. So we want to reach out to them in love. The question is, how is the best way to really give them the things that they need? That's the only question we're discussing. And I submit to you that through St. Vincent and through some of these other places that are established that do know what they're doing, many of them have hearts of gold. And many of them do create a sacred fund trust that really does carry out a tremendous mission. If you don't believe me, go serve and spend time with them and you'll find out that what I'm telling you is true. Anyway, I bring that up because I want to make a difference. I bring that up because I do believe that I was wrongly attacked on this point, and I do believe I want to give people guidance of how they can best provide solutions. And I want to bring the idea out that, people are working together. Nonprofit organizations are working together. Religious organizations are working together. And the people closest to the need are doing the best work of all. And last but not least, we don't even need government involvement, Kurt. It doesn't get better than that when it comes to solutions, sir. Local people on the ground making a difference without government involvement or manipulation or regulation or control. Wow. It doesn't get better than that. So if you want to get some of the Salt Lake City people that reported to the Deseret News in touch with Donald Trump to make this initiative, Make America Great Again, well, I'll set up the meeting for you. Just my way of serving. I won't charge a penny. I'll just get her done for you. So Donald's staff or anybody else, if you want to get a hold of me and you want some guidance on how to get this done, we'll take you on a tour of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints Welfare Square. We'll go ahead and bring you into town and drop you by St. Vincent's and let you take a shower and eat one of the meals and see how good they are. And we'll go ahead and help you start a like-minded solution in your community. All right? That's just one of the ways we'll serve. And we'll do it on our dime, at our time, at our expense, because we love you and we do want to help. Kurt, any final comments on this?
Well, as you said, it's a great example of solutions, and they're available right there, right very close to us. And I'm sure there's more all over the place, huh, Sam?
Of course. But, of course, I would submit to you that Utah, with some of the strong religious organizations and the family atmosphere and the family viewpoints that Utah has, Utah's probably on the cutting edge of some of this stuff. But I do think other states and other local municipalities and are doing a great job in many cases as well. We don't have an exclusive on service and love, but we do have certainly a blueprint that folks can follow if they need something, Kurt. And we're going to help get all that done. All right, we're going to finish up this hour on a kind of a sad news piece, Kurt. Alan Combs.
Yeah, I agree, Sam. And you know, you and I, we didn't spend a lot of time with Mr. Combs, but we got pretty close to him I guess it was at the Republican National Convention. I don't know if we even greeted him, if we said hello or whatever, but, you know, the guy, at least to us, seemed to always treat people pretty well. You know, it was interesting to me to find out that I guess he's just passed away today at the age of 66. There's no details on it, as far as I can tell, but it was interesting to see he's married to Dr. Jocelyn Elise Crowley. She's the sister of Monica Crowley, who's the conservative radio commentator, pundit, and television personality. So many times these guys, well, you know, the old
phrase.
They all
have a link, don't they, buddy?
Yeah, it's not... you know, really what you know every time, but it's who you know. I'm not telling you that he wasn't professional or whatever, but...
And that's why I oftentimes don't think it's some conspiracy cabal that these people all are up there together. It's that, you know, you're busy and in the news business, so is Monica. You somehow are at a dinner or a lunch and you meet her sister, you fall in love with her, you marry her. That doesn't mean there's some conspiracy going on. That's just what happens. And jobs are, you know, if you want a job, it's all about relationships 9 times out of 10. Sure, skill set's important, but it's relationships. The same thing is true in this world. And the media, for the most part, is a small world, Kurt, really. We bring this up because Alan Combs is dead at 66, died this morning. Our prayers are with him and his family. He was a nice guy, treated people well. When Ron Paul was running for president, Sean Hannity was just hostile to Ron Paul. But Alan Combs was polite, and Alan Combs even challenged Sean Hannity. He said, you know, why are you so belligerent about this, Sean? Just relax a little bit. We could disagree. It's okay. Anyway, I really appreciated Alan Combs for that. Although, when we tried to talk to him, he kind of acted like a rock star, Kurt. So.
Well, that's very true, Sam. And I guess, you know, hey, we almost got to hang out.
Well, and I will say this, though. You know what? He did a lot of good, though. He was one of those liberals that you could work with. And even though we disagreed on things, maybe we could work together. I commend him for that. And our prayers are with the family. All I'm telling you is that was quite interesting. Any other tidbits on his death or anything?
I suppose there'll be more detail later. You know, the first report that I saw was a, you know, basically a drudge, and it pointed to Twitter. So, you know, there's not a lot of detail yet. But
I'm all right, sure we'll keep an eye when there is more. By the way, you want the best food in the state of Utah, Kurt? Speaking of food, Kurt.
Well, you know, they're telling us it's all over the place, but some of our friends, Greg and Patty, are shutting their place down a couple of days from now. And if you haven't been to State Street Grill on the border of Pleasant Grove, right in between there and American Fork, you ought to go there. By the way, they even have their building for sale, and another building that's going to be, that would be demolished, is available for sale at a killer price. So,
wait a minute, it's going to be demolished, why would I want to buy it?
Well, I'm just saying it'll be demolished if they don't sell it and move it off the property, you know. So it'd be good to buy it instead of smash it, I think, you know what I mean?
To buy what now?
Well, you get the buildings themselves are available for sale. Instead
oh, you can
of
move the buildings. Just,
yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. Good I point.
See. I'm just trying to get people to understand what you're talking about. Sometimes I get really confused. Maybe I'm just not very smart.
Yeah, but, sure.
You know. So if I go to Southeast Utah, where's the best food then, Kurt? Is there any details here?
Well, they give you, you know, KSL tells you that it's basically this place called Hell's Kitchen. Backbone Grill. It's in Boulder, and it won the best restaurant
in Utah. I think
that
refers to, like, the Hell's Angels. Is that the idea?
No, it's kind of rough country, but... it's only open a few months of the year, and the cool thing about it, at least to me, is they raise all their food right on the place, and so what you're eating comes from their farms and stuff. So
there you go, ladies and gentlemen, local reality. Yeah. There you have it. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. Sam and Kurt, hour one in the can, hour two coming up. Hard-hitting news that networks refuse to use at your fingertips. Taking on the mainstream press like never before. But we need your financial and help in every way possible. LibertyNewsRadio.com, LibertyNewsDaily.com. Tell all your friends, get involved today, would you please? This nation shall endure.